Masechet Beitzah Daf Kaf Vav, and we're starting at the bottom of the Amud on Kaf Hamud Bet, the new Mishnah. The Mishnah speaks about a Bechor. Just one, it says a Bechor Shnafal Bor. So we've got a Bechor. Bechor is a firstborn animal, and the firstborn animal is meant to go to the Kohen, and you can't eat it unless it's got a mum. And it's got a blemish. If it's got a blemish, then it becomes yours. And there's always a problem we've seen in the groves, which we've learned. There's always a chashash where the person can inflict a blemish to prevent the animal from being given to the Kohen or not. The Mishnah is like this. Bechor shnafal lebor. So now you've got a situation where this animal fell into a pit. Rashi says, Bechor was banazeh en ishchat lo mum. You can't shech this animal without a mum. Mipnei shekotchimu. It's kadosh. It's korban. De me'elavu kadosh. It becomes kadosh on its own. You don't have to dedicate the animal as a kotchim, as a korban. The fact that it's born as a bechor, the firstborn animal, it becomes already kadosh. Right? V'hushchetu keshutam. And if it hasn't got a blemish, it's called a tam, like a pure animal, and you shecht it, if you shecht it, kochim b'chutz, v'anush karet, and you mamash parish one out there. Right, so now let me just talk about a situation like this. So that's a bor, that's a bechor as a rule. Shanafal bor, v'yare pen yamucham. Now the Rashi says, you're scared the animal might die there in the pit. We saw yesterday a case of the animal which you had a suffix that it might die before Yontif came out. So you could have checked it, right? Some of you are you're nervous. So what do you do here? Shabbi Yehuda Omer Yared Mumche V'Yireh. So a Mumche, an expert, goes down to the pit. That says Bakiba Mumin, understands Mumin, he can decide whether this is a proper Mum. There are two different types of Mum. There's a Mum of Ver and a Mum Kavua. Right? A Mum of Ver is a blemish which will last for a very short time. It's going to pass. You can't check the animal, a Bechor, on a Mum of Ver, because it could get better tomorrow. There's no longer a Mum. If it's a Mum Kavua, it's there for good. Right, and then you can shech that animal on. So your expert goes into the pit, lavchin be mum kavur mum over, to go and check what's happening there in the pit. Is it a mum kavur mum over? And he says like this: im yesh bo mum, if there's a mum, right, yalev yishchot. Then other there's a mum kavur. The expert says a mum kavur. So now for this bechor is allowed. Now you can eat it. So what do? You bring it up out of the pit and you shech it. Ochel nefesh. Ve'im lav lo yishchot. And if it's not a mum kavua, right, then you can't shecht it. Now we'll see in a moment, we're actually going to draw our attention to the fact that we learned in Masechet Shabbos, that there's Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, and remember, Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says that there is mukta as a rule. Rabbi Shimon says there isn't mukta as a rule. So Rabbi Shimon is much more makil. So here, Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says that you can go into the pit of the mumche expert, if there is a mum, bring it out and shecht it. Right? Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, no. Kol she'eno mumo nikar mi'od yom ein ze mina muchan. If it wasn't an animal that you knew had a mum erev yontif, it's muktzah. And you can't eat it. Not mina muchan. And this is the other way around. Normally it's Rabbi Yehuda telling us that there's muktzah. Rabbi Shimon says, isn't muktzah. Hey, look at Rashi. So Rashi says that Al Korchach, we're talking about Rabbi Yehuda has a rule as muktzah. And we're talking about, and therefore, Mumen of Felba Boyom, Tov Lo Shari, you wouldn't allow your Mum today. The love that Leb Mepo, you never had a chana on it. So Rashi says, Bachel Bochor Ba Mum Shelo, Herau Lechacham Ibod Yom Latirov, and Afal Bor Boyom Tov. Rashi says, therefore, we're talking about an animal that has a Baal Mum. Already before you aren't had a Baal Mum. Just they hadn't had it checked yesterday by Rabum Che to approve that it was a Baal Mum. And then it fell into the pit on Yontif. Then he goes and checks the mum that was ready yesterday. If it was a mum kavu, otherwise how could Rabbi Yehuda say you can shecht it? Rabbi Yehuda says it's muktzah. If it never had a mum kavu yesterday, it was out of your mind. You knew you couldn't eat this bechor. You wouldn't even have to even think of eating it. Josh says it has to be talking about a mum, a bechor that already had a mum. Just hadn't been approved and confirmed by a mumche was a mum. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, okay, you knew it was a mum yesterday. Send the mumche down to confirm what you thought and then bring it up and then you can eat it. Then you have Yishchot Bishum, the mukze leika, there's no mukze wad, the miet mol dat elevay, you had in kavon on it. Right? However, Rabbi Shimon who said, whatever, never the mum isn't mukhan, la mishum mukze, he says, not because of mukze. A separate argument over here. Which Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says mukze. And Rabbi Yehuda one says, we know it had a mum, just check it out and confirm. Rabbi Shimon says, you can't do this. Why? Rabbi Shimon says, what is it? Another problem over here. If a she'enu mumo nikar, if you never had this expert confirm the mum, forget about muktzah. And now you send the mumche down into the pit to go and check it out. This looks like metakein, like you're doing a final work on yontif, right? Or davele kedan din. Or it seems like you're putting a bait in there. You're doing dan din. You're making a dan on Shabbat. Yeah, we don't do dinim on Shabbat, on yontif. The gazbe mishum shvul isud rabbanan. Machi gamar ein atarato heter. So Rabbi Shimon, so Rashi says the machlokes is not whether is mukta or isn't mukta, because Rabbi Yehuda's one says mukta, Rabbi Shimon says isn't mukta. So how come now the shittot the other way around, Rabbi Yehuda's being the machmir, and Rabbi Yehuda, the maker, Rabbi Shimon's being the machmir? We're not discussing mukta. We're discussing whether you're allowed to approve this issue of a mum on yontif or not. Rabbi Shimon says it's like mutakein or dandin. Rabbi Yehuda says no, it's okay. So now so the Gemara says like this. But my kemiflegei, what's the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon? Inem beroin kemiflegei. So maybe we want to say that's really the machloket, like we try to explain in the Mishnah, that the machloket is whether you're allowed to take an expert and let him look at a mum on yontif. Right? Look at Rashi. Inem beroin ha'avada mishu mukta lav ha'vitai ma'ayu. Rashi says it's pashut a car because of mukta, because we explained ipcheshmeinane, because the other way around normally. Rabbi Yehuda would say asur, Rabbi Shimon would say mutar. And Rabbi Yehuda is saying mutra, Rabbi Shimon is saying asur, so because of mukta. So now, if you want to say that machloka is because of they can see take it to mumim or not, Rabbi Yehuda sabar roin mumim b'yom tov, Rabbi Shimon sabar en mumim b'yom tov, and Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says that you can't see a mumim an expert on yontov. Rabbi Shimon says you can't. If that's what the machloka is, then we've got a problem. Why? Because then v'lif l'gubar roin mumim d'alma. Why do we need to discuss a mechor that falls into a pit? Just have a discussion. Are you allowed to bring an animal to a mumche on yontif to ask him if it's a mum or not a mum? Right? Leave the mum in Balma as a rule. But lo nafal the boar, says Rashi, without having to say the animal fell into the boar. So the Gemara says, Bechor, shtafal the boar, it's yichalei. Now, there is an extra reason here why it was necessary for the Mishnah to teach us dafka a din around an animal that falls into a boar. Why? Kosal kedadachem, what would we have thought? Mishum tsar balechayim, larim velaskei, grab Yeshua. There's a din which we learned, and we'll learn it again, right? That Rabbi Yeshua says that if an animal falls into a boar on yontif, so because of tzar, the mother and the child. Now we know that you can't shecht the mother the mother and the child in the same day. So now you got a problem for tzar bale chayim, the animal's mukta. Okay, it's not like pikuach nefesh of human being. So you can't pull them out the boar. Now they're suffering in the boar. On the other hand, for ochal nefesh, you can. So by ochal nefesh, you only shecht one of them. You can't shecht the mother and the child in the same day. So you can't bring them by the, only bring out the one. So what does Rabbi, Rabbi Shua say? He says, bring out the mother to shecht her. And then say, ah, you know what? I actually don't want the mother. And then bring out the boar and say, like, I'm going to shecht the mother, the child now. So you ended up bringing them both out for the purpose of Ochel Nefesh, but independently. And that's why you save both the animals. So the Gemara says, maybe that's what the Mishnah is telling us about. Right? Because we might have thought that you can do this. As Rabbi Yeshua says, Kamashban, you can't. And that's the din. Look at Rashi. That's Rabbi Yeshua. The Amar Beperek Meshilin. Okay, I shall explain the Kamash. But bottom line is that the answer is no, you can't do that. You can't, that's not what this Mishnah is about. You can't do that. It doesn't apply over here. The Mishnah is not telling us, therefore, it's only if it's a boar, a bechor, right? And that's why it's telling us about the boar for into the pit, that even though you might have had a havamin of Tzar Bale Chaim, Rabbi Shimon would still say no, and Rabbi Yehuda would say yes. Nothing to do with Tzar Bale Chaim, whatsoever. It's all to do with whether we can do bedikah on yontif or not, but telling us an extra din along the way that you can't pull it out the board because of tzar bale chayim. So it's a well said. If that's the case, if the whole din over here is that you can't take it out the pit, so then when the Mishnah said lo yishchot, right? And look over here, it says im yesh bo mum yale v'yishchot v'im lav lo yishchot. If it has got a mum, then bring it out and shecht it. If it hasn't got a mum, then you can't shecht it. So why did it just mention if it hasn't got a mum, you can't shecht it? If the whole din we had in Machlok there was tell us about not being able to take the animal out the pit, then why did it say if im lav, it hasn't got a mum, lo yishchot, it said if im lav, right? If im lav, Lo ya'aleh v'yishchor min ba'aleh. The Mishnah should have said, then don't take it out and shecht it. Because the din here, according to what we explained now, is all about taking it out or not. If it's got a mum, take it out. Not because it's tar ba'aleh chayim, but because of ochel nevesh. And if it hasn't got a mum, it says lo yishchor. It should have said, lo ya'aleh. Don't take it out. Right? What's that? Lo tricha, I mean, you're right. It's a problem. But what's the Mishnah telling us? The only reason why it's telling us lo yishchot is in a case of the avav aske, a person who didn't listen to Chachamim, and he took the animal out. Ah, you might think now, it has it that, right, the avav aske, sachamina lishchete. Look at Rashi, sachamina chamina. Lo tshichet the avav aske, the third narrow, last narrow lines of Rashi there. Right, so you shouldn't take it out of Chatchila. However, Diktani Yarad Hamumche Veyire, Velo Ketani Yale Veyire, Vahada Rashminan Achritet. So the first halacha was like we saw. Right, what was that? The Arab asked, Mashmote de Lo Liske Meresha, don't take it out. Shmamina, what? Diktani, we learned, until Mishnah tells us, Yared Hamumche, the Mumche is going there Veyire. Right, he's got to check it. The din is don't bring it out to check it. The first din is it says mum. What does it mean? Yale v'yishchot? If it's got a mum, after the guy checked it in the pit, and there's a mum, then you can bring it out and do shchita. But don't think that you can bring it out to do the bedikah. You can't bring it out to the bedikah. The bedikah has to be done inside the pit, right? V'hadar, and then the Mishnah teaching us another halacha. If you brought it out, velo matzamum, right? Then lo yishchot. No. If you didn't bring it out, if you didn't listen and you brought it out and checked it at the top and you didn't, then say lo yishchot. What would be a thought? Lishchete, you could check it. Therefore, the word says kamashlan lo yishchot. The word says, what do you mean? Lishchete. What do you mean? How can you check it? Ha tamu. It's a tam. It hasn't got a mum. That was my question, right? It's not a mum. If it isn't a mum, the only time you can shecht the bechor, if it's got a mum. If it's a tam, it hasn't got a mum, you can't shecht it. So we're saying, Lord Shecha, what are we talking about, the case in the Mishnah? The nafa bei muma. Right? Now, says Rashi, Kashta, when it was in the pit, it had a, now you there's a mum. So you brought it, you checked it, you brought it out the pit, and there wasn't a mum, and now it's out the pit, and now it's got a mum. Right? The Mishnah is telling you, if there was a proper mum, Merev Yom Tov, you checked it out, then you can shecht it. V'im lav, to lo aya Merev Yom Tov, era hayom, right? But the mum happened today, afilo avar v'haleyu lo yishchot. So there, what was it we said early on, explained the Mishnah, that you might have had an idea from Erev Yom Tov that there was a mum, just hadn't been checked out. And therefore, we would have said, bring a mum to check it and confirm the mum. Ah, there wasn't the mum Erev Yom Tov. And you went ahead and you brought it out the pit. And now it got a mum, you still can't shecht it. Even if you brought it out the pit, right, against Chachamim, and it got a mum, which would allow it today, you can't do it. He must have understand. Why would you ever have a minute you could even do that? V'hamuktu. But what do you mean it got a mum today, you can't shecht it, it's a knas. You could never shecht it if it got a mum today, because if it never had a mum Erev Yom Tov, then we know that it was muktzah Erev Yom Tov. So who cares what happened today if it got a mum and never got a mum? It was muktzah. That's what it says, va muktzu. We've seen that Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says, "Im yesh bo mum yalav yishchot, im lav lo yishchot." You can't. We're talking about Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda always says mukta, or is kadosh, and you can't. It's supposed to go to the koi, right? Yeah. There's no koi today, like Rashi said. So now you, if the animal's born a bechor, you're going to set that aside. You can't do anything with it. If it gets a mum, let's say it catches its ear in a fence and tears its ear, or it pokes its eye out, whatever. So that's a mum kavu, which can't be fixed. That animal now loses, so to speak, its kedusha, becomes yours.
And that means it's healthy.
And now it's a healthy animal, not a sick animal. We're not talking about an animal that suddenly develops as heart failure. That's a trafer. That would be us. That's a dinner of a trafer. We're not discussing a trafer now. We're discussing a healthy animal but just it tore its ear, or it broke its finger, or it broke its leg, or it broke its leg. That might be a mumkel there. I don't know. But let's say its eye got torn out. It's a mumkel that can't be fixed ever. That now becomes yours. So now you can suddenly become, you can eat it. V'ochal nefesh. Mutar yontov deshecht. So if you had it, erev yontov at a mum, so that can be part of your flock that you plan on shechting for lunch. If it was a tam erev yontov, so it was mukta. Because as far as you, because it belonged to the Kohen, you could never eat it. I've got a mum today. It doesn't matter. It's still a muktzah. So what I need the Mishnah to tell me, that if it fell into the pit, and you went and you didn't listen to Chachamim, and you lifted it out of the pit, that you can't eat it. You can never eat it because it's a tam. I've got a mum today. You still can't eat it today because it was muktzah. So, I mean, my nafshach, I can't eat this animal. So why do I need the Mishnah to tell me, lo yishchol, it's just if the whole machloket Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda was that you can't take the animal out the pit, it should have said, lo yaleh v'yishchol, don't take it out and shecht it. I still understand why it says lo yishchol. Okay? That's what Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Okay. And another mum, so the word says, no, what are we talking about? And another mum, erev yom tov, really it had a mum erev yom tov. Okay? But it was a mum over. It was a mum that looked like it could get better, like it wasn't a, it didn't, I don't know, think of a mum over, that it got like a scratch in its eye. And it looked like it wasn't going to lose its eye. So it's got a bit of a scratch. And in 2 or 3 days, the scratch will fix up and now it becomes a perfectly good animal again. That doesn't lose its kedusha for the coin. That still stays a bechor. Right? Vahashta, but now, havelei mum kavua, now we see, no, that scratch actually blinded the animal. And the animal lost its eyes as a result of that scratch. So it's never going to be a good animal again. So really, what would we think? Mahu de teba, we might have thought that really we could shecht it. Why? Ah, because I knew erev yontif already, this animal had a mum. Just it was a mum over. So, but I thought to myself, you know, I'm going to watch that animal. Because if the animal turns into a mum, if that mum, that blemish becomes a blemish kavua, then I can eat the animal. So I want to have a havam of that. Maybe I always had intentions to eat the animal. I knew there's a good chance that that mum or there, that passing blemish might become a permanent blemish. Therefore, it's not a mum, it's not a muktzah animal. Right? It's asur, but it's not muktzah because my eyes are on it. In other words, erev yontif, I said, you know, there's a good chance the animal might actually become available to be eaten tomorrow. Kamashbla, no, you still can't. That's what he says over here. Kamash look at Rashi. De'i lo have kavua me'erev yontif. If it wasn't kavua me'erev yontif, lo yishchot, you still can't shecht mishum de mukta machmat isra havet was asur, ina mishum de avar v'aske. So one of the two reasons, either because it was asur, so it was, mukta, or maybe even because you bring it out of the pit, right, there might be a knas. Okay, so that's how we resolve this story, the Mishnah over here, the opposite orders of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. And at the moment, we go, the word now brings a brighter, which discusses a bechor that fell into a pit, but not a bechor that had a mum now when it got, because the first, the Mishnah said, bechor shnafal abor, and Rashi said there, that he said there, bechor shnafal abor, v'yare pen yamut sham, when it fell in, it got a mum. When the animal fell into the boar, it had a mum as a result of the fall, or it might have had a mum already, and it fell in, like we said now, it might have been a mum over. So we talk about animal, now we talk about a case of an animal that was a tam. There was no question that it wasn't that had no mum, and we're not worried about it dying or not because of a mum. So yeah, Tana Rabbanan, Bechor tam shtaf al boar, right? A bechor tam, Rashi says over here, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, about 10 lines down. Bechor tam shtav al bor. Rashi has got to be brighter. The late lehu muktza lehenech tnai bechor. Here we not argue about muktza. The whole shaita dat lavei shema yipol bo mum. So over here, we bechor tam that falls into the bor, and now we're not discussing muktza over here, right? Because he says, because at any moment, right, you always had your intentions on it, because it might get a blemish. So you've got this bechor, and I think what Rashi seems to be saying is that a person, as a rule, with a bechor today is, so to speak, a wasted animal. Why? Because there's no coin to give it to. On the other hand, you can't really use it. So I think what Rashi is saying over here is that a person's always got his eyes on that bechor. He's always hoping that something's going to happen to it. Because the moment a blemish happens to... Huh?
You can use it for breeding.
Can you use a bechor for breeding? I don't think so.
No?
I'm not sure. I don't think so. I think a bechor is off limits, not yours. I don't think you can do anything about it. All you can do with a bechor, I think we've learned in other masechtas, you've got to basically stick it in a pen and wait for it to get a blemish, and then it's yours. I don't think a bechor you can do anything with. So I think what Rashi is saying is that a bechor really isn't muktzah, because in your mind, you're always hoping it's going to get a blemish. Right? So look what he says over here. So now the Mishnah says, and he fell into a pit. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Omer, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi here, Rashi points out, is not Rabbi Yehuda from our Mishnah, previous Mishnah, that's Rabbi Yehuda ben Eli. This is Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, right? So Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Omer, Yered, and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon are in a previous generation to Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Right? Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was at the end of the Mishnah period, right? He codified the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eli were from before him. We'll come here in a second. So he says over here, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Omer, Yered, Mumche, Vire, a Mumche expert, go into the pit and check what's happening over here. Right? Im Yeshua Mumi Alev Yishchot. If it's got a mum, bring it up, no problem. Im Lav Lo Yishchot. Look at Rashi over here. Im Yeshua Mum, Im Yitzabu Mum, Haya, do a Shayom Lo Nasa. If it's clear that it didn't even happen today, check that it was from yesterday, then bring it up. Im Lav, even if you bring it up, you can't shecht it. Right? Rashi says, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, like a mifrach and a prachin el pshitet lo yishchot ha-muktzu. You can't ask the kashi on Rabbi Yehuda Nasi and say that's pashu because Rabbi Yehuda Nasi holds of muktzu. No, Rabbi Yehuda holds of muktzu, not Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. The lavle dida it shikht ha-shta hu da shmina de itle muktzu. Right? There's no issue here of muktzu with Rabbi Yehuda Nasi or not. So I'm Rabbi Shimon ben Nasi. Rabbi Shimon says, I don't understand. Hare amru, ein roi mumim b'yom tov. We already learned. You can't see mumim b'yom tov. What do you mean bring a mumche and go and check, etc.? When he says, Yahare Amru, he says, Rabotainu, Dorot Shlefaneinu. In the previous generation, said to us, Ein Ro'in Mumin. And who is that? Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. I mean, Dorot Shlefnehem Haya. He was previous generation, Rabbi Talmidor, Rabbi was a Talmid. He says, Masechet Eruvin, and Masechet Shabbos, Amar Rabbi, Keshainu Lomdim Torah, Eitz Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, but Takoa. Hainu Malin no Shemin, Vachole, Vachole, Vachole. Right, this is over here. Okay, Rabbi Shimon ben Menasseh, Rabbi, Harei nechloku ba'dorot shlefnei lo v'naz lechumah. He says already the machloket. Rabbi Shimon said, "Kol she'en amum nikkami ba'od yom enzim in amukah." You can't do it. So what are you telling me here, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi? Send it down and check. Right. So he says, "Harei amru ein ro'in v'miyom tov." So the Gemara now brings three sorts of cases of what could happen. So Kasi, what are you speaking about? The one case is nolad b'mum me'erev yom tov. If the moon was Erev Yom Tov, so Ein Mevarkin Otob Yom Tov, you can't check it on Yom Tov. That's case number one. Case number two, Nolad Bo Mum Be Yom Tov, right, on Yom Tov, Rabbi Shimon Omer, we saw in our Mishnah, Ein Zebin Amuchan. Therefore, it's Muktzah, you can't use it, you can't bring it out. So we see two cases, right, of Erev Yom Tov and Yom Tov, Rabbi Shimon says no. The third case says Veshavin, Rashi says, what do you mean, who are equal, Veshavin? There's no Tosfot here on the Daf, right, so there's lots of Rashi. So on the Tosfot side now, the second line, Veshavin, right, is that Sheim Shavin Aviyah is Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Sheim Nolad Hu Umumo Imo. If the animal was born today, this is a Chiddush, not in our Mishnah. If the animal was born today, and it was born with a Mum, and it was clear, we'll see in a moment how you could see that, and it had a blemish that was a Kavua blemish, in other words, it was never a Bechor B'Kedusha from the moment it was born, then Shezeh min amuchan. Then you could use it. Right? So that's basically what Rabbi Shimon Menasseh says to Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. How can you say go in and check it? Because the only time it looks like you could actually do anything here was it was born with a blemish. Otherwise, they both Erev Yom Tov, Rabbi Shimon says you can't check it on Yom Tov, so how could you send out a mumche to check it? If it was born on Yom Tov, so then it's not called min amuchan. Right, then you can't do anything. Look at Rashi. The im no lad bo mum be yom tov bezo haya Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer ein zemin amuchan afilo avaru bakro lo yishchot shu kemetakdo legamre. So even Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai would agree that if he was born bo mum be yom tov zoy, if the mum was created on this yom tov, he said not bin amuchan. And the only time that they agree is if it was look here, see Veshavin Avad Bezoha Yumodim Chokim Chokim Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon Shinolad Hayom was born today and had a mum Shlevin Amuchan Shembo Shembo. There's no tikkun as far as Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is concerned, and no the din Shloi Tabo Cheska Isum Never Asur. I'm going to see in a moment how we prove that. Not so straightforward. Okay, so now the Gemara Slakas on there Daish Barav Rabba Baravuna. I mean, we saw yesterday, interesting Rashi. Right, that Rashi pointed out that Rav Nachman, Rav Huna, and Rav Chisda were all Talmidim of Rebbe. Remember, we saw it yesterday. That Rav Nachman, Rav Huna, and Rav Chisda all Talmidim of Rebbe, and they all learned together, and they were all friends. So now, Darash Rabbi Bar Rav Huna. So this is Rav Huna's son. He was also mentioned yesterday. We had two versions of the Gemara yesterday. The one was Rabbi Bar Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, or the one was Rabbi Bar Rav Huna himself said Rabbi mi Rabbeinu, which was Rav. Right? And Rav Nachman said there that either Chavrin, our friend, or Bar Chavrin, the son of our friend, got into trouble. Either discussing Rav Huna or Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, depending on what. The same person over here, Rabbi Bar Rav Huna. He taught like this. Nolad hu m'moy mo. If he was an animal was born and had a mum, mevaker do b'yom lechatchila. You can do lechatchila. You can check the story and you can matir on the yontif. Lechatchila, not b'di evid. If you did it and it was born and you found it out to mutay, lechatchila. If the animal was born and there's a mum with it, lechatchila you can confirm that that mum was a good mum and you can shecht it. So Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman. Remember, Rav Nachman's a friend of his father's. He's Rav Huna's friend. So he says, Abba Tani. Now I thought that Abba Tani would imply, like we saw yesterday, Abba meaning your father, Rav Huna. Rabbi Rashi says no. Rashi says, yeah, Abba Tani al Aviv Ka'amar, on his own father. Like, I don't know why Rashi says that. You could easily have said that it was Abba Tani, your father said it. That would have been nice, I think, but I don't know. Right, anybody going to note that? I don't tell us anything different, but that's what he says over here. He says, Abba Tani, my father taught us, Im avar v'bikru mevukar. Only im avar. What does it mean, im avar? If you did it b'di'eved, look at Rashi. Avatani mevukar v'shochto lechatchile. If you did it, then it's mevukar and you can shechta lechatchile. But the bedikah was done b'di'eved. Not that you can lechatchile go and check it. Va'at amart mevakru lechatchile. Usually you can check it lechatchile. That on yontem lechatchile you can go and bring a mumche. Right? Say Rav Nachman's not excited about it, the name of his father, and he seems to say no. And we would actually agree because we saw that Rabbi Shimon in the previous Amud mentioned the idea that you can't do din. You can't dan dayan. Dayan can't dan and yontif. And to bring a mumche, you gotta start basically doing din. How do you say they've got a mum? Anyhow. So Amar Abaya says to Rav Nachman, no. Kavat Rabbi Bar Rav Huna mistabra. I think it makes sense what Rabbi Bar Rav Huna says. Right? Why? Midiktani Tlatabave, we saw the Brighton now that we brought with Amud. We had three scenarios over here of when you could or you couldn't check. The first scenario said Erev Yontif and Revakrin. Born on Yontif, right? Rabbi Shimon said, not mina muchan. And then the third one was they agreed, Shim nolad humi moy mosh. They went, mina muchan, that is okay. That's what Rabbi wants to say. That's what Rabbi wants to say. Look here. He says, Mistamitani Tlatabave. We learned three Bavot in this Brighton. And the third one was, sorry, he repeats them all. It says, Nolad bo mum, it says, Nolad bo mum mi erev yom tov, ein mevakrin tov be yom tov lechachile. Lechachile, you can't check it. Wahu delo, had avid shapidami. Right, so the first case was erev yom tov, he said, you can't do it. I would say, only lechachile. But yeah, maybe you could. Right, Nolad bo mi yom tov, mum be yom tov. The second case was, if it's on Yontif, Shimon Omer, Ein Zemina Muchan, Dafilu Diavad Damilo. So the first case he wants to say, Lechatchila no, B'dievet yes. The second case, even B'dievet no. And then, Vahadar Tani, then he taught us the third case. Why didn't he learn it as one big aloha? Why did he split it up into three scenarios? So that's the first scenario, Lechatchila no, B'dievet yes. The second scenario, even B'dievet no. And then, Vahadar Tani, he went back and taught us the third one and said, Vashavin, they all agree. She'im nolad hu m'moy mo, that if it was born with its womb, she's mina muchan. What does it mean that it's mina muchan? Mina muchan means, ta'afilu lechatchila nami, even lechatchila. Say, Abaya said to Rav Nachman, why are you saying that Rav Bar Huna is wrong? And maybe you name your father, but I don't understand. We learn from this bright over here, we learn to have three scenarios. Scenario number one, lechatchila no, b'dievid yes. Scenario two, even b'dievid no. And then the Tana made a point of going back and telling us, in the third case, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda all agree that lechatchila, even yes, you can do bikur. Clear? Are you with me? Mark? All right, okay. So it seems like pretty persuasive. So Gemara said, wait a second. Vaki atar of Oishia. When Oishia came into Israel, atav aiti matnita b'yad, he brought a Mishnah or a Brayta and he told, said, what did he say? Bein she nolad bo mum mi erev yom tov. Whether the mum was created erev yom tov, If the mum was on yontif, chachamim umrim ein ze min hamuchan. Right? It's not min hamuchan. So basically, what you want to say from Rav Oishia, look at Rashi, chachamim ein ze min hamuchan. It's almost in line with the Gemara in the Tosfot Tzad. Afilu b'di'evit, v'harabi Shimon, yet Rabbi Shimon, deshmainan lei ein ro'in mumin. Rabbi Shimon's one says you can't check mumin on yontif. V'kevan debehedech talta erev v'tani lehu ike lemeimar de nolad hu mumim mumim de shari de avad kamak Rav Nachman. And the most he says you can say that example over there, the third one, is definitely not nechatchila. At the most it could be is b'di eved, that maybe he allows you to do it b'di eved. When he says there, if it was born with a mum, right? Shizem min amuchan, that maybe b'di eved, right? If you did check it, it would be okay. But what did Rav Barav Avnu wanted to say? He wanted to say, lechatchila, you can go and bring the animal and check it. Right? And that's been to be a big kasha. So we say, wait a second. Veda kasha hach? Why are you dafka saying that my bright to the first three, which I want to explain, Rav Avnu wanted to explain what's mutar is the problem? Maybe this is the problem. Right? Maybe this is the problem. Veda kasha hach? Look at Rashi says, Veda kasha hach. Ela kashia hi, ve'ela kashia hach, ve'ela kashia hi, de la el, de mesad el rabba, ve'ahi minayu samchina. So he says, why are you saying that's a problem? We're like, that one's a good one. So Moses says, no. Hahi adabar uchmehi. We know who the tongue of that brighter is. It's adabar uchmehi. Listen to this. Hahi de la el, uchmehi. Chacham echal tz chacham, shayu makirin bo, they knew who he was. She are gores mishle, you to be teaching mishle tam. Umishkach mishle, he forget and mess things up. Look at Rashi, the mishapsha v'tani. We don't rely on that mishnah, on that guy. The guy who taught that bright to there with the three different shilas said to him, what do you want to rely on? We can't rely on him. He's known for making mistakes. Okay? And now Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Matnini Namidak, Rav Yitzchak says, we can actually prove from our mishnah that it's at the best case scenario, you can say that it's a bidi eved if the animal was born with the mum and not a lechatchila. Right? How do you prove that? It says, Itan Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol she'ed mumoni kam erev yom tov, ein ze min amuchan. He says, anything that wasn't clear, erev yontif, is not called min amuchan. So my ein mumoni kar, what did it mean that the mum wasn't clear, that it wasn't a totally apparent that it was a proper mum? If you're going to tell me that he never knew at all there was a mum, I need a chiddush for that. That's pashut. If you never knew that and not a mum at all, then obviously you never knew anything about the mum. What we mean is we haven't shown it to a chacham erev yontif. Right? Therefore, imum kavua imum over. Right? It's a chacham. If it was to start, it was a mum ketani miat. And irrespective of that, in other words, we knew there was a mum, just we hadn't shown it to the mumche, and the mishnah said, ein ze min hamuchan. And what does it mean, ein ze min hamuchan? Look at Rashi. Afilu b'di eved. Even b'di eved, you couldn't do anything with it. U'mihashta al korchach v'shavin. Therefore, now you're forced to say that when we said there in the bright to the very first lines on the amud there, v'shavin shemunar hu mum, right? V'shavin shemunar hu mum, mum imo sheze min hamuchan. We talk about Bidi Eved. Because from our Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon is talking about even Lechat Bidi Eved, you can't take it to a Mumche. So the worst, at the most you can say in this part here is, that the right to a Bidi Eved situation, not a Lechat situation, Shema Mina. That's the Gemara concludes. Okay? So just to sum up very, very quickly. Running out of time. So very, very quickly. We wanted this. Our Mishnah spoke about Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Shimon, about a bechor with a mum that fell into the pit. The bride spoke about a bechor tam. We wanted to say, can you or can't you go in and schlep it out? If you can you shecht it or can't you shecht it? We came to the conclusion that what you could do was that a bechor that was born with a tam, you could, with a mum, you could shecht the chatchila. Abai wanted to support you from the brighter. Rav Nachman said, no, his father said differently. And then we prove from our Mishnah that the fact that our Mishnah is speaking about a situation where it's not Muchan and it's Erev Yontif, where they had a Mum, but just you hadn't shown it to a Mumche and he hadn't confirmed it or not, then you can never say Lechatchila, you can take animal to a Mumche and check it. Right? At the most it could be is a b'di'eved. If you took it to the animal and to the mumche, and you knew that a mum erev yontif, so it was already mukta, you had your eyes on it already because you knew it had a mum, you wait and see if it was a mum kavua, a mum over, and you took a b'di'eved to a mumche, that maybe the chachil you could actually shecht it. But the chachil take it to the mumche, you couldn't possibly do. Okay. And it's like, it's by me erev hidal mirava. So now we're going to see the Gemara's going to ask this question to come and prove what we just said a second ago. So yes, mukta lechati shabbos, and mukta lechati shabbos. Is such a thing as mukta for chati shabbos? Right. So what does it mean, mukta lechati shabbos? Rashi says, "Yeah, mishum chati shabbos im hukta bechetzio miave mukta lekule shabbos lo." If sometime along the way on Shabbos a situation arose where you say, "I can't use that," right? Does it become asur for the whole Shabbos, or when that situation changes, it becomes not mukta again? But can you have like a temporary hiatus of mukta on Shabbos? So what's the hechi that we're talking about? Either ichse benashmashul ichse. If before it was at benashmashul it was ra'ui, it was usable, then what's the problem? And either lo ichse, look, it wasn't. So we said, no, chicha, we do need to ask a question. Why? The ichse v'hadar itchi v'hadar ichzi mai. It was ichzi, it was ra'ui. In other words, you could use something, and then for whatever reason happened, it became unusable, and then it became reusable again. So now the question is what? Amar Reisai answered him. This was Rab. Agor HaBach changed it from Rav Hillel to Rabbah, as opposed to Hillel to Rava. So he answers him. He says, "Yesh mukta. There is mukta. In other words, is something mukta for half a Shabbos?" So the Gemara says, "Kasha now, Aitivay." But didn't we say in the brighter here we brought Veshavin Shim Nolad Umumo Imo Shazem Min Amuchan? We said from our brighter a second ago it was born and it had a mum with blemish with it, that it was okay. V'amai, how can it be okay? Name a high bechor miikara, havechazi agav ame ime. How the bechor in its mother's stomach? Let's say that the bechor before the bechor was born, and you shechted the mother on yontif. Could you eat the bechor? Could you eat the bechor? Yes, because the bechor only comes a bechor once it's born. Before it's born, not a bechor. So therefore, there's no kedusha of a bechor, so you could eat it. So it was ra'ui erev yontif. It yaledle, once it was born, itchle, you could no longer eat it now because now it's a bechor. Ach said a chacham, you showed it to a chacham, and he said it's not a problem. Ishterle, now it matches it. So we got an animal that before yontif, before it was born, was mutar to eat. Once it was born, was asked to eat, and then a mumche saw it, and it was born with the mum, and we said you could eat it. So how can you tell me that there's such a thing as asur? Why is it asur? We've just proven that something which was mutar and then became asur on yontif or Shabbos, or on yontif in this case, and then became mutar again, you could eat. You got it? Right? Because the bechor in the mother's stomach was mutar to eat. If you shake the mother today, you could eat the bechor. When it was born, it became bechor, it became asur. It was born with the mum, and you showed it to a mumche, and the mumche, well, it's been the chachim we're discussing now, but the mumche saw it, he hetered it, it became mutar again. So on yontif, it was mutar, asur, mutar. Are you telling me that something was mutar before yontif to eat, and it became mukta on yontif, on Shabbos, it becomes mukta the whole time? Why? The bechor was mukta, it was mutar, became mukta, now it's mutar again. So he says, "Amar Abaye, Yevita Rav Safra, Kevan de Yatve Dayani Hatam." No, that's only because of the Dayanim. That was a separate situation. The work is a separate version over here. 2-3 minutes we finish over here. Separate version. Ikad Amri, second version. Amar Ein Muktzah Lechetshav. The answer that Rabbi gave to him, what to Ravina, was that there's no Muktzah. And the Gemara says, you know what? Our brighter can prove you that you're right. Lev Mesailei, Veshavin Shimonadu, Moshazim, Namuchan. Right, and then the Mishnah said that it's minamucha and habibuchor mikar v'chazei agavim. And the proof was that originally it was mutar with in his mother's stomach. It yaldei once it was born. Itchelei it would become asur. Achse dechacham ishelei. Now you showed the chacham and it was mutar again. Yeah, well, let's prove our brighter supports the answer that it's mutar. And on this, Amar Abaye says no. Vita Rav Safra, you can't say anything. That's not a proof at all for what you wanted to say. Because there's a case of kegon deyatve dayanahat, and there were dayani. That's why it's not a proof to the normal the rule. So the normal rule that it's mutar doesn't prove. We're not happy. We don't like the answer normally that it's mutar. Two ways of learning the whole thing together. Now, in the second version that we brought it as proof and we couldn't prove it, the Gemara brings another bright to try and prove that it would be mutar. That if it was asur and it was mukta, sorry, it was mutar and became mukta, And mutar again would be, and not mukta again would be mutar. There's no mukta for chatzi yontov. And that goes from the Toshma. Hayah ochel banavim v'hotir. He was eating grapes and he was left over grapes. And what did he do? He put them onto the roof to make them into, dry them into raisins. Right? Or betenim v'hotar. He was eating figs and then they were left over. Dried figs. Lo yochamen ad sheyazmin mi v'odjom. The bride says, you can't eat those anymore. Unless you had kavona erev yontif to eat the things that were on the roof. Why? I haven't got time to go into the Rashi. Rashi says that that's our classic example of mukta, or dried of figs and grapes being dried on the roof. Because what is mukta? I stuck them on the roof to be dried. So when am I going to eat them? Only once they're dried. So until they're dry, I haven't got any kavona to eat them. They're mukta. So you don't have a hava amina on yontif to go onto the roof and take down those grapes, because you put them out to dry to make raisins. Right? The chantam would say about frasikin, also with peaches, or bechavushin, or with quinces, or besharko and peanut parrot. It was what are we talking about? Either chazu lam le hasbana. If they're right, or you are in hasbana, either lo chazu ki hasbin no ba. And if they aren't right to be eaten, then who cares if it's hasbana or not? So how's that going to help you the hasbana here or not? The chantam says, vechitam, and lo yadi chazu, lo chazu. Then we're speaking about a case where you're not sure. You haven't checked. Va'am Rav Kahana, and Rav Kahana said, mukta sheyavesh. If you put something aside to dry and you're not sure now what the case is, mutar. Right? Look at Rashi. I've got to use this Rashi over here. Why? Maybe the chazu v'itchu v'had achzu v'iyamat. Maybe the guy says, no, maybe not. Maybe the chazu, they were chazu, and then they weren't. And it got washed out. V'had achzu, they dried out again. V'yamart ein mukta lama lehazmana. If you tell me that there is a mukta, why need hazmana? Elamai, what are you talking about? Yesh mukta, there is mukta. Ki hazbin lehu mahev. So when you did hazmana, what was the purpose? Didn't help you at all if those mukta. What's the case? The achzu v'lo achzu. We're not sure. This is the other thing we're saying. This bride can't help us at all. What's really the case over here? We're not sure if they're ripe or they aren't ripe. And the ik inched achis, some people eat them, ik inched lo achis, some people don't eat them. So therefore, Azmin, if you did Azmana, Ganedate, that you one of those guys that do eat them if they become mukta, lo Azmin, lo Ganedata, and they stay mukta, so we can't improve anything from this bride to whatsoever. Finish Rav Yehuda, Karen tomorrow.